Now for some news items. Two major shops in Norwich have new food and drink ventures as Gerald's opens a new fish restaurant and Marks and Spencer's opens an evening bar. Not to be outdone, the Maidshead Hotel now has a Bentley for its guests to provide that extra special experience. More pubs in the news too, as we hear of the Wildman and the York Tavern.
Gerald has announced it is opening a new wine bar and fish restaurant at its store in London Street. The restaurant will be called The Bay and will be on floor 2 of the store overlooking the Norwich Market. It will seat 40 to 50 people and will be opening at the end of September. The cafe will be open for morning coffee and will specialise in seafood, in particular freshly cured salmon, including Gerald's own brand smoked salmon. It will also serve taster boards and main dishes such as homemade fish pie and lobster bisque. It will also have a luxurious caviar menu, which features different types of caviar, including Ochietra, Sivruga and Beluga. The existing shop fittings in the homeware department are being taken out to expose the building's original windows and architecture. The news comes as part of a general revamp of Gerald's home section.
This is not just any bar, it is an M&S bar, and the Norwich branch is the first in the country to get one. By day, the marketplace area by the Marks and Spencer's entrance is a cafe, but from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. each night, it will transform into a bar with beer, cocktails, including Pimm's and Pornstar Martini, wine and soft drinks. The new concept was introduced by store manager John Reddy, who took over last year. One of his main aims was to run more events at the Rampant Horse Street branch. After they got the go-ahead from head office, they held trials and hoped to utilise the space as the cafe normally shuts at 4:30 p.m. while the rest of the store shuts at 8 p.m. Every evening, the staff will have half an hour to change the signage and set up the tables, and there will also be a range of snacks. The team are hoping that it will be popular for late-night shoppers, both in the store and across the city, and also those wanting pre-theatre drinks. They also plan to increase the drinks offering in the coming months with mulled wine at Christmas and introducing local brands which are already stocked in the food hall.
When you call a cab at the Maidshead Hotel in Norwich, you might be in for a surprise. That's because the hotel on Tombland has a rare 1950 Bentley Mark VI convertible to take guests for a spin. The classic car, believed to be a rare model, was bought by the hotel at auction for around £150,000 for use to give guests a VIP experience. And for James Bond fans, this particular Bentley is renowned for being bought by the dapper agent 007 after his first one is destroyed at the end of Ian Fleming's novel Moonraker. Driven by chauffeur Dave Currams, the Bentley will take guests for a whistle-stop tour of Norwich or drop them off or collect them from the station or local airport. Or, if couples are getting married at the hotel, they can also use the car for photos. The car is actually the second to be bought by the hotel, adding to a 1963 Bentley S3, which was bought earlier this year. The latest car was bought from the Imperial War Museum in Duxford. It's a left-hand drive, and models were made between 1947 and 1952.
Brown walls and wooden stools have been swapped for plush sofas and plants at the Wildman pub in Norwich reopens with new landlords following a £130,000 refurbishment. The historic pub, located at 29 Bedford Street, dates back to the 1700s, but in the last few years the building's lease with Punch Pubs & Co. was coming to an end. In December 2018, an ambitious new vision for the pub was put forward by East Anglian operations manager Charlie Ashwell, and the company decided to renew the lease for another 20 years. After choosing couple Pete Harvey and Frances Chisholm to run the Wildman over the last month, it has been completely transformed with modern decor, which has been inspired by the Peter the Wild Boy fable. The pub got its name from a boy who was found living in a German forest and was brought to England aged 12, and by 1751 had found himself in Bridewell Prison in Norwich. The new look includes plants sourced from botanical at Norwich Market, light bulbs hanging down from the ceiling, a mirror wall, and teal and pastel pink walls.
The York Tavern on Leicester Street in Norwich closed at the start of the year after lease negotiations broke down with its owners. It has since reopened with temporary landlords, with its owners, iPublican Partnerships, saying they have no plans to sell it and are committed to running it as a pub. But the sudden closure caught the attention of Steve Wiseman, a former customer who, with the backing of people living nearby, formed the Tavern Trust and applied to register the pub as an Asset of Community Value, or ACV. Mr. Wiseman said it was good progress and fit into the group's wider intention to improve facilities in the town close area. While becoming an ACV does not guarantee a pub will not be sold, it means that if it is listed for sale, community groups are given 6 months to lodge a bid to buy it.
The Handmaid's Tale author Margaret Atwood has revealed she loves Norfolk and Norwich and lives in the area when she is in the UK. The 79-year-old was talking about her new book, The Testaments, the follow-up to The Handmaid's Tale on BBC Radio 5 live when she explained her links to the county and her love for the Book Hive in Norwich. Speaking to Emma Barnett, Mrs. Atwood said, "It's quite an eccentric corner of the UK. Apparently, they have a church for every week of the year and a pub for every day of the year. And they have the smallest number of people who identify as traditional religious people, but the largest number of people who self-identify as Jedi Knight. They also have a very good bookshop called the Book Hive, and they do lots of interesting events, and they always have books that you might wish to read, so I'm giving them a plug."